Load up your hammers and saws and your mystical amulets, because this week's discovery carries on with construction in an unusual small town. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. In the first book in the Arcanum Fair series, Camp Arcanum, author Joseph Matulich set up a literary world filled with romance, carpentry, and the supernatural. In the follow-up, Power Tools in the Sacred Grove, he takes time to recover from the character's first adventure and prepare for the next. The story returns to Arcanum, Ohio, where work in the town's Renaissance Fair is well behind schedule, thanks to a pretty wild demon attack that was conjured up by Jeremiah Stone. Hospitalized for wounds that were all but healed by the town's resident witches, Mark Sindri is forced to take it easy while his team continues work without him. But every step of the way seems filled with obstacles, from bureaucrats to slimy squirrel zombies, and it's all complicated even more by his troubled relationship with beautiful witch Brenwyn. Now, following the over-the-top series introduction in Camp Arcanum, the follow-up tones things down a bit. As Mark recovers, he focuses on two things, his work and his relationship. The project is behind schedule, and he has to do everything he can to get the work done. Even though this part of the novel has its share of quirks, it's a pretty straightforward story, especially since Mark's bickering assistants seem just as focused on their work. Meanwhile, the drama between Mark and Brenwyn continues to grow and change with their complicated relationship, and much of the second novel is spent dealing with their challenges. Along the way, some of the other aspects of this eccentric series are lost in the shuffle, from the imaginative action to the quirky townspeople. And while it's clear that the series is building to something big, this second book sometimes feels more like a transition than a standalone story. But is it worth reporting back for work on this troubled fair? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Fans of the series will enjoy following along with Mark and Brenwyn as their story plays out, but you may find yourself missing the supernatural craziness of its predecessor. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Power Tools in the Sacred Grove by Joseph Matulich is 204 toned-down pages long and is available from Postmortem Press. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.